Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, "You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In our era, we have a very particular kind of mammon that we love: noise. Money in itself is not bad. Riches in itself, not bad. Noise in itself is not bad. But the love of the money of the Pharisees, the love of noise that we have, is something that we have to disdain with what Jesus disdains. Today we celebrate also the feast of St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, a Carmelite sister who died at age 26, who loved silence passionately. For Lent, she would tell her sisters, "I'm just going to be silent for the Lord." And she said, "I want to spend myself in silence, listening to him." For her, silence was her language of love, and how she loved Jesus by listening to him. Because the way noise and silence works, first we have an exterior silence. We cut out the distractions. We cut out the noise. Because the exterior noise seeps into our hearts and turns into interior noise. And we can't have that peace. But if we strongly assure we have exterior silence, it seeps into our heart and brings interior silence that comes with a peace and an ability to listen to the Lord in our hearts. Elizabeth of the Trinity named herself that because she firmly believed and lived from the truth of sanctifying grace, that the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live inside of us, the gift of our baptism, and dwelling in our hearts, the Trinity, to be present to him first takes that silence. And after that detachment, that negation of silence, exterior to interior, comes the positive presence. If we commit to silence, that's what enables us to be present to our Lord. And she found herself just constantly with him, living inside of her. And soon the Lord gave her special blessings living inside of her with infused graces. If we are passionately zealous about negating noise, seeking silence, we'll know the Lord is present in our hearts. And we'll be able to recognize his presence in us. And we'll be able to be more loving to him. I reserve the right to repeat this for Advent, the season of silence. But today, the Feast of St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, let us embrace silence. That is, let us embrace listening to our Lord. With Mary and her Immaculate Heart, she who is so pure had no trace of noise in her heart. Let us ask her for the grace to keep ourselves present to God who lives inside of us, totally listening and totally present to the Blessed Trinity within us.